For WNCW, I'm Paul Foster. This is the Friday feature interview of the week, a part of Morning Edition. We're going to spotlight today Asheville Strong. They have announced Asheville at Home, a digital cookbook of iconic recipes from local chefs and restaurants. And the good thing, proceeds are going to restaurant workers. Thanks to our special guest who's joining me now, the founder of Asheville Strong, Catherine Campbell. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on board today. For those that don't know, give us some background on Asheville Strong.
Absolutely. So Asheville Strong began in one day. I built a website in about 5 hours and launched it in the middle of March as a grassroots community movement to help drive gift card sales and keep small local businesses operating in the wake of coronavirus. So we were really focusing on helping those businesses that had been mandated to close in the wake of the pandemic. The movement since then has grown, as many of your listeners might know, and we're currently in the process of establishing ourselves as an official nonprofit foundation, which will definitely include our original local gift card directory, an online hub of resources, and we're also taking steps toward establishing our own year-round small business microgrant relief fund.
Well, this is certainly exciting news, so we're glad to know what Asheville Strong has been doing, and it sounds like it's just going to have a chance to blossom and continue into the future. Let me ask you, before we talk a little bit about this digital cookbook, what are you hearing? Because we know during this time of the coronavirus, one of those types of businesses that has suffered as much as any of them have certainly been restaurants and those restaurant employees.
Yeah, restaurants are definitely hurting right now. And what's really difficult is the fact that even when they're able to reopen in this phased reopening system that we're going to be going through with the state of North Carolina, they're still going to be looking at most likely half-empty dining rooms, reduced capacity anyways, with social distancing measures in place. And that trickles down to reduced staff, limited menus, and limited menus then also lead to limited purchases from vendors such as local farms. So the impact on restaurants themselves has a trickle-down effect to all the individuals that they employ and work with on a contract or on an employment basis. We're seeing, you know, the possibility of some restaurants not being able to pull through this if they're not offering innovative takeout or delivery setups. And then other restaurants that are redefining themselves entirely and launching themselves to a loyal audience and a loyal customer base that will probably keep them going through, you know, through 2020 and 2021. It's just hard to predict even on a weekly basis right now.
So the cookbook will launch later this month and features some 35 recipes from well-known and respected Asheville chefs. How did it all come together?
That's a great question. We did not expect to make a cookbook. It was something that our friend and colleague, Stephanie Ramin, who is a very talented cookbook editor, came to us and said, why don't we make a cookbook and we can donate part of the proceeds to charity? A lot of people are stuck at home right now. They're missing their favorite local restaurants and local dishes. And wouldn't it be fun to provide the opportunity to cook some of those dishes and recreate that experience at home? We thought it was just absolutely brilliant. And so we reached out to a lot of chefs. We started curating our list and we were met with a lot of enthusiasm. So we decided to go ahead and make a digital-only cookbook because it's the fastest and easiest way to get this thing to publication, and we're making it very printer-friendly. It will be automatically delivered to buyers upon publication, and then they can view it online in a PDF format, or they can even print it off and put it into a recipe binder or box.
It's the Friday feature on WNCW. Our guest is Catherine Campbell of Asheville Strong as we talk about exciting news about Asheville Strong putting out a digital cookbook in order to raise funds for restaurant workers there in the Asheville area. We don't have time for you maybe to mention all the names, but do tell us some of the recognizable restaurants that are participating and will have a recipe in the book.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to be featuring recipes in this book from some of my personal favorites, but then just generally, you know, chefs and restaurants that are locally acclaimed that have been long established, and then also new restaurants. So we've got a really great diverse list here.
Yeah, let me jump in here and cover some of that list. Names like Biscuit Head, Vivian, The Corner Kitchen, 12 Bones, Creekside Tap House, Rocky's Hot Chicken Shack, Vinny's Italian, Ultimate Ice Cream.
The list goes on. We're really excited. So if you go to the pre-order page right now, you can see the cover.
We got to make sure before we have to wrap up this conversation with you that everybody knows how they can get their hands on the digital cookbook. Check it out and enjoy it. So what will be the steps someone can take to be able to be a part of it and support the effort?
It's very easy to do. Just simply go to AshevilleStrong.com. That's AshevilleStrong.com/book.
I know you mentioned her earlier in our conversation, but since we've still got a minute, remind us about Stephanie and how things took off from there.
Our friend and colleague, Stephanie Ramin, who is a very talented cookbook editor, came to us and said, why don't we make a cookbook and we can donate part of the proceeds to charity? A lot of people are stuck at home right now. They're missing their favorite local restaurants and local dishes. Wouldn't it be fun to provide the opportunity to cook some of those dishes and recreate that experience at home? So we reached out to a lot of chefs. We started curating our list.
Fantastic. Asheville Strong and this upcoming digital cookbook to raise funds for restaurant workers. And you get to take a look at some exciting and delicious recipes and in so many cases, some good healthy recipes from so many of these well-known Asheville restaurants. We really like the sound of what Asheville Strong is doing. And Catherine Campbell, thank you so much for your time and continued success with these efforts.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
A reminder that WNCW's Friday Feature Interviews of the Week are also available as a podcast, and that's on our website, which is WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.